Hey everyone, this is Bree Hollingshead from Paranormal Road Tripping with Bree, and you're listening to Paranormal Triangle with Jay Hill, Kelly Schaefer, and David Taylor. So sit down and tune in, because this is going to be good.
Welcome everybody to another special episode. They're all special.
They're all special. What are you talking about?
I'm rubbing my hands like an evil scientist.
Yeah.
Actually, I just have sanitizer on my hands,
and I'm
just
rubbing sanitizer. Yeah.
It just looks plotting the end of the world. So,
right. So it's good to see both of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. I'm only a day in back into the paranormal.
Right. So this is episode 9, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
We made it 9 episodes so far?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What
is it?
Is it
9? Wait, maybe it's 8.
I don't know. It's okay. Just go with 9. Go with 9. Just go with it, man.
Yeah, no, I made the
poster. Go backwards. It's okay.
No, it's 8. Sorry. I misspoke.
That's okay, man. We're on episode 9. I don't care what anybody says.
We had an episode that nobody got to hear.
Absolutely. Lost episode. It'll be lost forever, and then they can dig it up when everything's gone. They'll dig up the lost episode 8, and then everybody will rise. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. Actually, we're gonna stitch together all of our bloopers and put it in as episode 8.
Totally, right. Totally.
That'd be fun.
Totally.
So yeah. So how's everybody doing?
I'm great. Great. Gosh, when was the last time we talked? It's been a while. So I've been on some adventures, haven't I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did I talk to you after Arkansas or no?
You talked to me when you were driving back from our, well, you didn't talk to me. You texted me on your way back from Arkansas.
Yes. When I was in Carthage, Tennessee.
And then you butt dialed me.
Yes, I know, but still, no.
I do appreciate the fact that you actually took some time to talk to this Kelly while you were trying to call the other Kelly, like there is any other
I
Kelly
have,
other than yeah, me.
So here is the big problem in my life, okay? So I have some really great men friends, but the people I always conversed with are always my girlfriends.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
I have men friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's so great that my wife allows me to have so many girlfriends, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right? You know, of who I can travel with or who I can see and things like that. But I did feel really bad, Kelly, because I was going through that last like kind of drag of getting through Tennessee, and I was like kind of halfway through, and I knew you were around there at some point, and I was so tired, and I just got the hotel room, and then I was like, Kelly, where are you? And she's like, well, where are you? And I'm like, I'm in Carthage, and I just stopped there just because of the great
women
battle.
45 minutes away.
Yeah. I'm just like, why don't you just stop?
You're 45 minutes away, and I'm in my pajamas. Leave me alone.
I know. Dude, you know, it was there. It was a Waffle House. And just 4 rooms, or 4 walls, a roof, and a bed. And I was just like done, because I loved going out and seeing Michelle and Blake and, you know, Chad and, you know, everybody from EVP of Shelley, you know, Blake also, you know, and Ryan. And we had a really good investigation in Arkansas.
Cool.
But I knew when I was driving out there, when I crossed the Mississippi River, I was like, okay.
The banjos died down. You were able to unclench.
No, it's not that. It was just like, I just agreed to drive a third of the way across the United States to Hot Springs, Arkansas.
If you're able to do that, you take up those options. I mean, just because, you know what,
yeah, that's fun.
You know, see the world. Who cares?
I mean, it was great. I mean, my cousin lives in Nashville, so I saw him. You know, there was just this coincidence of they didn't want me to get there till Friday instead of Thursday. So then, just by hook and by crook, my cousin called me and goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm about like an hour outside of Nashville. And he goes, hey man, my band has practice. Do you want to go? I go, sure.
Very cool.
Hey, can I crash on your couch? He goes, absolutely. So I met him, went and saw his band practice, and they were really good. They're really tight, like really good. So I enjoyed that. And then, you know, went out with my cousin and he took me to this place called No Quarter, a pinball bar. Incredible, nice. By the way. Yes. Incredible people there. And then right next to that is something even more cool. It was a 90s tiki bar, not just a 60s tiki bar, but a 90s tiki bar with like everything 90s in there, but like with tiki and stuff like that. Sweet. So that was really cool. And then just kind of got out of there and got towards Memphis a little bit, stopped before Memphis. And then, you know,
I was probably good,
there and then into too. Little Rock and to meet everybody and then down to Hot Springs, which was absolutely beautiful. But I'll fly next time, you know, I'm flying next time, you know, and, you know, and then after that was, gosh, where was it? I forget. I've been such a whirlwind, and I've just like almost like Tasmanian deviled, like instead of like doing stuff, it was the other way. And I've really just kind of like, okay, I'm settling down. You know, there's some things I had to focus on for myself and things like that. So I've been doing okay. And sorry to take that up. Jay, what have you been doing?
I haven't really been doing too much of anything. I'm just getting back into work, and so some other days are just, you know, I'm just taking.
You guys shaved your fur faces.
No,
I did.
No, I still have mine.
Jay shaved his fur face. He doesn't look like Richard Dreyfuss anymore.
No, he does.
No, I shaved it. I was getting, I was getting tired of it. Was getting unruly, and I don't like it. It's kind of a dirty look for me, and I don't like that. I have to be.
You look good in a beard, dude. Sorry, you do.
Huh?
You look good in a beard.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you look okay.
Yeah. But I'll go with my goatee. I'm okay with. But anyway, so I haven't really been doing much. I've just been kind of relaxing and been going to some doctors off and on. And, you know, I had some doctor's appointments to take care of and this and that. Got some things to deal with and. But yeah, but been working with Kelly's team, K2 Paranormal.
Nice.
Helping, you know, helping a couple of the intuitive people on our team. Yeah. And
a couple. Know. Shoot, it's like half the team's intuitive.
Right. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh out loud.
Well,
I'm sorry.
It's actually quite natural. It's fine. It's okay. You know, all of my team is allowed to pick their nicknames when they come on the team. So we've got the resident skeptic. We've got the ambassador. We've got, you know, all kinds of different people. Well, my nickname is the Beacon.
Okay.
Because people find me.
Gotcha.
And I guess the way that I'm supposed to give back because of my gifts is I get all these little baby sensitives. Using that term very loosely, baby sensitives, and I shelter them while they're growing their tools to be able to be protected in the world. So I'm like a mother hen, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I basically just kind of, you know, help them out when they need them. If they want to send me pictures, and I kind of help them, you know, decipher what they are and this and that. So yeah. So I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? There'll be some things coming up that I want to be a part of.
He does walkthroughs with us.
Yeah, I do walkthroughs and stuff like that. So
we're trying to get an investigation where Jay's going to be there too. So
yeah, totally.
In person, an actual person. Yeah. Everybody's all excited for that one.
Kelly, what's going on with you?
I just got back.
I think we were talking about some stuff and maybe you went to the woods. I don't know.
I went into the woods.
Shut the front door.
I did. I love going into the woods. And I sat by a campfire.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
I heard a story.
Did somebody try to play Kumbaya with a guitar when you were around?
No, nobody had a guitar. I was really surprised. Nobody had a guitar.
You know, if I will tell you this one thing. Okay, if we two are around the campfire, mm-hmm. and somebody starts playing fucking Kumbaya, yeah. you know what's going to happen?
We're going to sing it weird.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So we're going to break the guitar.
I'm going to get up. Okay. I'm going to grab the guitar from that person and smash them in the fucking head.
It becomes firewood. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was up with,
and then give him one of my guitars. Pack. So there you go.
I was up with Denise and Ernie Pack at the Fort Duffield, and we were sitting there having a Sasquatch night.
Such great people.
I love them. And I did pass on your message, and awesome. They passed on their loves back.
So great.
I was there with all kinds of, I mean, there were so many people there that I know and love. And they had some new people in there that were just there for the event. And for me, it was like, oh God, I just need to be around my people.
Yeah,
I just need to be around paranormal people because I've been around tax people for 4 months and I'm not liking it at all.
if anybody doesn't know, please go and check out Ernie and Denise Pack.
Yeah,
Duffield. Go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Haunting's at Fort Duffield and Pac-Man Paranormal.
Yeah,
and also Todd and Leanne were there, so that's also the Black Wolf Paranormal too.
Okay, great.
Tim Coomer was there.
From Indiana E-Dog, Paranormal.
E-Dog. Yeah. Which
Riverbend, isn't it?
Riverbend. He was up there. I got to meet him. And then of course there was Sasquatch or Greg Yost.
Don't know him. Sorry.
Very tall guy, very much into Bigfoot. He told a bunch of stories and all that. And then Beth really was there weekend. From
That's awesome.
It was really a great night. It was lovely. I had such a great time. My clothing still smells like firewood and I'm good with that. Right. Finally washed my hair this morning. So
it's, as everyone knows, it's Kelly's turn.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Jay, you're in control of this, so mute Kelly when she says her
All right.
What is going to go on here? Here we go. All right.
The topic for tonight's episode is paranormal crutches. So this is where we're going to talk about
equipment.
We're going to talk about equipment. We're going to talk about gadgets. We're going to talk about all those things that we have
that everybody has and that we don't
use. But you don't use it properly.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, this is,
so
this
I'd like it.
This
I'd
is going
like,
to be a good one. We're going to be nailed for yeah. this one.
So oh, if you yeah. know, you know, I'm going to pick the topics that people are going to be, what the fuck are she talking
I'm
about?
I'm like this, Kelly, look, I'm already doing my nervous thing.
rubbing
my ear. Oh, no. For people who can't see.
I'm rubbing my ear.
I'm nervous. No.
This has come up for, it seems like this last few months have been completely oriented around equipment.
Sure.
Gadgets. Mm-hmm. You know, what's good, what's bad, what everybody's using it. For me, I absolutely flippin' hate spirit boxes.
Okay. But why do you hate spirit boxes, though?
Because they make noise.
So does
my kids
the wind.
Didn't have toys that made noise.
Okay.
They still to this day hate me for it, so... Yeah, I'm not a big noise person.
That was trauma for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It saved me from that pop-up thing that goes ding, 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 pop, and scares the crap out of you.
Oh, the jack in the box.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get you.
And it saved me from that telephone that rolled around on the floor with, you know, pop, 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 pop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I just don't like I don't like toys.
So you don't like gadgets? I get it.
I don't like gadgets. Okay. I'm one of these purists, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like my cameras.
You're not a purist. You're not a purist. Jay, go ahead with your thoughts real quick.
Well, to me, honestly, I mean, I just sold a bunch of my stuff just because I don't use it enough.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I wasn't having a lot of success with it anyways. You know what okay. I mean? I could take it or leave it, you know? Yeah, there were certain things that I liked. I liked the original, the REM pod, you know, the round one with the gotcha. Light stands. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
The one that actually works.
Right, right. You know, I did like that, but I just sold it because I never use it, you know? And I'm being an intuitive and being somebody like me that doesn't really need gadgetry, you know? So I just kind of take it or leave it. But I do see people in certain, there's other teams around the paranormal field that use it religiously. And they rely on all their evidence on these devices, which it's kind of, to me, that's kind of defeating the purpose. Because there's so many different variables that come into these gadgets that you don't understand. That you really should understand where all this stuff is coming from. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like I, you know, me and Kelly have talked in the past about, you know, having equipment. So you like to use gadgets. That's great. You love gadgets. You love lights. Sure. You love sounds. Take it to a dead zone and use your equipment.
Yeah.
Take it to a dead zone to test to see if it actually does what it says it does. Mm-hmm. Instead of buying all this stuff that people say you can get this from this and you get that from that, you know, and that, you know, not to knock anybody, but I see so much stuff made on 3D printers today with everything, and it's not even paranormal equipment. I mean, it's just everything. It's just like that. To me, that kind of drives me nuts.
So what would you think about putting the devices in a Faraday bag? Do you think Kelly, hold on one second.
Okay.
Do you think it's more of a genuine response if you get it in a Faraday bag? Because it's kind of like knocking out like other things of maybe like CB stuff or like EMP or like the electronics and things like that. And so maybe I think it's a little bit more genuine than that, but Kelly, go with your point because you were going to make a point also.
Well, first of all, we have to establish that the equipment is actually working and does what it's supposed to be doing.
What do you mean by that? What?
There have been REM pods that have been taken apart and their board is just a randomizer on a circuit board. And there's no sensor, there's no nothing in there. And it just sends off a random signal that makes the thing light up. So first you have to establish that you actually have real equipment that has a real purpose and is functioning correctly.
Right. So where do people go for this? Is it like the ghost store? You know, St. Augustine, like a ghost store also that sells, you know, like the legit REM pods other than other people. And I'm not saying that other people don't have legit REM pods because you can get the diagrams off the internet and make them by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience with working with the original, the REM with the black, and the red around and things like that, I've gotten more responses with that than other equipment that has been sent to me, you know, and just does not work.
Right.
It just doesn't work, you know,
and that's what we're talking about. The crutches, you know, people want gadgetry.
So it kind of sounds to me like with you, Jay, it kind of sounds to me of like what I've kind of gone back to.
Yeah.
And I've gone back to just my recorder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. My flashlight.
Yep.
And sitting around and waiting for something to happen and having that recorder on so I can go back and listen to that footage.
Cameras is another one.
You can have something recording. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I've even gone back one more step.
Okay.
I got recorders with microtapes in them.
Oh, that's awesome. So
you're talking analog instead of digital.
Oh, you went to analog. Yeah. That's right. Nice.
Okay.
You know, I just think that some of the stuff, electronic stuff, is just too complex in that sense, but it's just, you know, my opinion is if I'm gone back this far and not really used gadgetry and using myself, why don't I try something that was done in the 1980s, you know, with some of these Sony, you know, handheld dictaphone taters or whatever they're called. You know what I mean? And just basically
dictate to the phone. Yeah,
I can take that so many different ways, and I'm not even gonna touch that. I'm gonna
rephrase. That was explicit. Sorry,
that was very
setting me up.
No, but I mean, there's a couple different ones that I've been looking at that were, you know, are some of them, you know, don't work, or they don't know if they work, and you can get them for $15-16 or whatever, you know. Sure. But there's people that have got some really good ones, some Sonys, some Panasonic, and from the old days, from like the 80s, they're selling them for like $100-200.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The fact that they think that is just because they're almost like timepieces.
You know, the thing is, you know, if you say you have $100 and you're looking at somebody selling like an old tape recorder, analog tape recorder, just go around to your local like thrift shops.
Oh yeah.
And I guarantee you're gonna find something there.
Oh yeah.
You know, the thing is the hard part after that is finding the tapes.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that right. might be a bit expensive, but you don't have to spend that money. There's so many things that are going around that you can find.
Right. But there's so many collectors that people think that's a collectible item.
It's not collectible.
It may not be. Yeah.
You know,
especially ones that don't work,
and they're just trying to take, well, they're just trying to take advantage of some things, and that's why I mean, I don't know, and this is kind of like a little bit of a sidebar here, but there's been a downturn in a lot of things paranormal in the past like 2 months. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of like a lot of downturn, a lot of this, a lot of that, you know, and it's just, you know, like people are like trying to charge like $200 for events and things like that, and
right,
you know, right. in this economy, you can't do it anymore. And if you're trying to charge $100 for like a tape recorder from the 1980s, sorry, man, I'm not with you.
Let's just go back. Let's take that thought about the cost.
Sure.
And let's go to, pardon me, the places that are supplying equipment. I don't have any experience with the companies that are selling equipment, because I've gotten all of my equipment either secondhand or it's stuff that I've bought off Amazon. Mm-hmm. I've not gone to these companies because the cost alone makes me go, oh my God, walk away.
Crazy.
Right.
I need to have an insurance policy rider just for my paranormal equipment.
Yeah.
It's so, you know? you're Kelly, you're so true. It's so funny.
I think I bought one piece of equipment and it fell apart the next day. And I'm like, nope, not doing this ever again. Yeah. And so I just don't look.
So this is a message for all the people that are listening to this for the first time, that are wanting to get into paranormal and do investigations and get equipment. Huh? If you don't have a lot of money,
if you have a flashlight, you can do it.
Right. If you don't have a lot of money, or if your parents aren't rich, or if you're not rich by your parents, or if you don't have a job that pays you over $100,000 a year, you're like what Kelly said, get a flashlight, and like Dave said, get a tape recorder, or you know, a tape recorder.
That's all you need, really.
Yeah, that's it, because you're not going to be able to afford any of this other stuff. You can record on your phone too.
I mean, you don't even have to get like a digital recorder. I mean, you can record off your phone.
Yeah,
right. Right.
You can do that.
I've done that before.
Yeah, and you can take film off your phone too. Mm-hmm. Like if something's going on, just start recording on your phone. I mean. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked with somebody about 2 months ago of of and he had like just this immaculate, like it was like a legit like camera that are filmed with like TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I go, okay, let me see that through the lens. And then I put up my because I have like an iPhone 15. And I put
an iPhoner?
Yeah.
And I should just shut you down right now.
Hold on. That camera stood up to that camera that was probably around like $15,000.
No, Dave's in the doghouse right now.
Oh, okay, Jay. I'm sorry. Android. Droid. Let's crash again.
But I'm trying to, I've got, you know, I'm looking at all the you get so distracted during investigation.
Yes, with all of the
equipment that's being brought out and tried to be used and being set out, and that you get so much into what's, you're watching lights, you're doing this, you're watching this, you're watching that. You're not paying attention to anything around you.
So we had an experiment that we're doing with Chad from Ghost Geeks out of Texas. Mm-hmm. And so he set up a projector that was connected to an SLS. Mm-hmm. And where we're at in Arkansas was called the Vapors. And anybody from Tony Bennett through, you know, Frank Sinatra performed at this place. So it's
nice.
It's like an old school dinner club. You know,
nice.
You go in, you see a show, and you know, boom, 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 there you go. You go and whatever. I mean, it had a shady past, obviously, because, you know, it's the gangsters of the South of the 1920s and 30s that are running liquor through Arkansas, whatever. So he had this thing of where we projected the SLS onto the stage. So if there was an image that came on the stage, you know, then you could see it. But we weren't like just going around with the SLS and looking at that. It was still there. Nothing came up. It was just an experiment, which is a really kind of interesting experiment.
Well, what is that you were talking about? Maybe some people don't know what the SLS.
Oh, the static. I don't know what it actually stands for, but if you it works with the 360 Kinect from
Microsoft. Okay. So SLS. It's a handheld SLS. Okay.
Yeah, but he has it connected to a projector. And then it projects out on something. So if something comes in, instead of going around and kind of getting misinformation, because SLSs can do that kind of sometimes.
They will do pareidolia.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are very acceptable to pareidolia.
It was just there. And so the second night during the investigations of when it was set up, you know, there were some things that were going on, not necessarily going on the stage. So we didn't get anything with the SLS, but we did have a performer that performs locally or regularly at the Vapors. A very nice woman named Chantel has a beautiful voice, and she was singing up there, and she was kind of like doing a duet. So we had the places rumored to be where Tony Bennett first sang I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So she kind of like did a little duet like that when so we just had it like on like the speaker and stuff like that. Right. So there were a few things going on with that, but the thing is you can do experiments with these pieces of equipment. It's just like what you're saying, Kelly. You can't use them as a crutch. If something is going wrong in an investigation or nothing's going on, it does not mean that you have to pull out your three tubs of scare bears and
four now.
and just put them all over and just go, okay, well, what's going on? There's nothing going on here, so there's nothing going on. And then you're totally losing all your senses. Like, do you agree? Like, when you bring out that stuff, it kind of desensitizes you.
Yes. It desensitizes you.
Your six
because
senses.
you're no longer relying on your own senses. You're relying on something that's external.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's not, and we are, as humans, the biggest antenna that's out there.
Absolutely.
And so to me, I want to go back to basic school where we're just have the flashlight, the voice recorder, and a camera.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff stays in the car until you're like, okay, we need to look at this further. And maybe try something else.
Try one thing at a time.
Don't bring
everything out and then set it all up around the place and think, okay, what's going to happen? When you, nobody can, unless you have it, like Kelly has a team of 15 people. You can go to each of these rooms where, okay, well, all these places, that have like, you know, 12 rooms and you've got one person in each room and wanting something to happen.
Yeah.
That's all well and good in theory, but you know, put your investigators out there. You know what I mean? If it's that large of a place, then man, you know, a certain room or certain something, or maybe just have a few go in at a time or something like that.
Sure.
You know, with no equipment. You know what I mean?
That's kind of we kind of tend to send in just one team at a time into a location, and we keep everybody else out at base. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you one thing. We are a bunch of chatty catties. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We chat up a storm.
I hate that.
And that's the one thing that I don't like about the equipment is that it makes noise and it bleeds over into my voice recorders. It bleeds over into my cameras. Mm-hmm. It bleeds over into this. It bleeds over. It's like, okay, is that actually something going on in the location or is that something happening with the equipment?
Yeah.
Right. So you really don't know. So when you start at the basement and then you work your way up, you know what I mean? And at the end of the night, if you know, work with a few pieces here and there, and then you have a baseline of where you started from where you're ending.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then that way, then, you know, I mean, people do it a lot of different ways when they're researching.
There's no way to do it like right or wrong. I'm not saying that we're professionals,
we know
anything like that. I'm just, we're all just like,
we're seasoned investigators. That's what we are.
Yeah, we're just letting people know there's trends that let things go up and let things go down. And I'm not knocking any of the devices that people make.
No.
And some people make some really great stuff, but you know, if you're not able to go into the place with your investigators and kind of feel what's going on, or if you don't feel anything, it might be time to leave.
Right. You know? Or if you can't investigate without said pieces, then that's not the point. That's considered a crutch. That's a crutch.
I was at one location with another team, and it was taking them so long to get hooked up with all of their equipment, including running electricity off of a vehicle from the battery. I'm like, come on. I mean, that really is, that to me is
you're 4 hours into the time and they're still not set up.
Somebody go out and start the truck.
Somebody start the truck. The battery just died. It's like, oh my Lord. It was too much. It was just too much.
There can be overboard things and there can be underboard things. And it's one of the things of like when I tell people when I go to like investigate and they're like, where's your equipment? And I have my backpack, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll still take my SB like 11 that I have. Yeah. You know, I'll still take it. Yeah. But I've got my dowsing rods, mm-hmm. I've got my recorder. Mm-hmm. I got my flashlight. I've got my headlight that I put on top of my head if I'm like doing stuff or recording and things like that. And I just kind of go around and just sit down and understand the environment you're in and start taking that in. And it doesn't mean that you have to like do like, you know, like 20 years of investigating of like this one thing or anything like that. Just go in and feel the place.
Well, just go in there and give the spirits time to connect with you.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Hey, they're not going to instantly be there. It's like, they're going to have to watch you for a while to know if it's somebody that they want to talk to.
Yeah.
And just give them some time.
Yeah. Like the last investigation down in our Candace.
Arkansas.
Absolutely. You know, it took a while for things to kind of heat up, you know, and then it heated up and then it was done.
Where was that at? That was that in?
It was in Hot Springs.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A place called the Vapors. The Vapors.
You know, you were talking about artists and, like, you know, people that have been there, like Sinatra and Bennett.
Sure.
And
those. Sure.
You know, we have a place called Lake Lawn that actually had a stage and dance floor, like a ballroom, in this hotel and resort. This hotel and shows all the list of people that have been there, including Sinatra and Sammy Davis and Dean Martin and the Rat Pack, all these guys back in the day. And when I was outside of that room, the energy that I felt from that was so intense, you know, and I eventually want to get back there, and it's, you know, have maybe 20 minutes from my house. I mean, I want to be able to do that. I just haven't done it, but music, you talk about events, like musical events and stuff like that, because the energy and the emotions and all that is
that's why theaters are so good.
Theaters are great for that. You know what I mean? I mean, performances, people put their heart and soul into performing. That energy alone is just, that leaves that residual imprint, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get that. So,
and it's a very special energy too.
Right. You know, and it's just one of those things. Those are somebody's hopes and dreams, you know, that they went through. I saw it too.
There's nothing here. Don't worry. Whatever. Everything's fine. I've got four rocks buried around my house, so I'm okay.
Good boy. I got rocks buried around my house too.
Yeah. So
what else you got buried around your house?
I don't know. Nothing.
The assessment might be off a bit.
What?
Nothing.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Nothing.
No, I. What?
I have a backhoe in the backyard. Does that count?
A backhoe. What about the front hoe?
No, you can't go on Main Street.
Sorry.
Front hoe.
No, the other things that are buried in my property.
I'm just a front hoe. I'm not a back hoe.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I have anything else buried on my property.
You know, I might have some groundhogs.
Right, but I mean, there again. Besides the living animals, but
poor,
I mean,
groundhogs.
I love my groundhogs. They're cute.
You know, so there's a lot of people that who buy, you know, houses that are really old or whatever, and they sometimes, you know, put up a new deck or do this, and they have to dig in the backyard and they find you know,
something,
coins or something. You know, people will do metal detecting in their backyard. You know, I mean, it's just kind of crazy, but.
Ernie and Denise do it all the time at their yard. They found all kinds of stuff out there.
Yeah, I don't.
Their house is so old. But there was another thing that I wanted to talk about when it comes to equipment is the one thing that I've never really liked about equipment is that there's no way of that equipment giving you data that you can actually...
The one that can is the ED of where it can detect the barometer or the humidity and things like that, and that's just in certain models of it. So that can give you some kind of data if something.
The EDI Plus I used to have.
Yeah,
that.
The EDI. Yeah.
Be able to record the changes that there are in a location when activity is happening.
I think with Staticom, with Lourdes and Ron, I think it can kind of detect some things before things are coming through with all of the computer programs that are going on. I'm not very sure, so do not quote me on that. You know, but there are few and far between, and that's why you need to do experiments instead of. There's a lot of things, and, you know, I do a lot of public events, so they want, I want ghosts, you know? So you don't have the time of, okay, set up the EDI Plus, okay, have a camera on it, and do it for a half an hour, right? There's nothing. There's nothing in there whatsoever. You're not in there. You just take and film. You go in. Right. You take about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Three of you go in, put it in the same place, ask questions. You can have your REM pods around if you want to, but then you can get the data of if something is responding to you then for like another 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, put it back there for another 30 minutes. And now, and this sounds really boring because this is 2 hours of just doing research. Cause then, you know, you're reviewing it right afterwards and going like, okay, we got a spike here. We got a spike here in the first half hour. Let's see what we get here when people are in there. And then let's see what is afterwards. Mm-hmm. But that is real physical data that you can use and say, okay, well, they're saying that, say it's a theater and it's theater number one. Mm-hmm. We're not getting anything in here. We've investigated here for 2 hours. And this is where it gets into the really boring kind of part of investigating. And this is where people will start pulling out their toys. Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on for 2 hours. This is so boring. I just want to see the REM pod go off. And if they see the REM pod go off and they're happy, that's awesome. Okay.
I'll give them a cat ball to play with.
For me, I'm not happy with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I want to see what's going on. I want to see what's here, you know, and, you know, afterwards, if you want to pull out a toy and see like that, that's fine. That's okay. Right. But I'm going over to a theater where I can't hear you or like another section, and I'm going to do the same thing again to see what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, and you'll find out. I mean, you know, and it might be haunted. It might not be haunted. And I'm not saying all these places are not haunted, but you've got to have data.
You got to have patience.
Sound. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to have everything. So.
You gotta have patience because it's just if you like me and Kelly had talked about today on the phone, we were talking about if you want jump scares, go to a haunted house.
Go to a haunted house.
Go to
a commercial haunted house.
If that's what you want,
that's
what you do.
Yeah, because Centrelle was asking. She was like, "I don't like it over here," so I went over to that area, and I just started to lay down. And she's like, "What are you doing?" I go, I'm trying to get the lay of the land and feel what the building has. I mean, you can be over here. This is where you're not here. You could be a trigger object. She goes, I don't want to be a trigger object. I said, okay, well, go back over with Blake. And I'm just going to be right here. And I'm going to do meditation and send my thoughts out in there saying like, if there's something over here, do you want to contact me?
Right.
You know, and if I get something back, that's when I can possibly bring something in or bring my recorder in or whatever you want, you know, but I'm going to sit there for a half hour, 45 minutes. And people will be like, hey, what the fuck is Dave doing over there? He's laying down. What is this goofball doing?
He's sleeping.
And then people will go, he's actually doing research right now.
Yeah.
And they'll go, well, what do you mean by that? And they'll go, well, he wants to feel what's going on over there because somebody said something. They're uneasy over there. They don't like to go over there. So let's see what happens when somebody of my stature goes over there, lays down right in the middle of your little nest, and let's see what goes on.
Right. You know? Right.
And if nothing goes on, and then we review the footage or whatever, and if there's something that says, David, get out, then... Okay, you're going to get my attention.
Get your attention.
But, you know.
Experiment done. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just some of those things that you can do as an investigator of when you kind of get seasoned. And that's where I think we all are of when we just really kind of pay it back to people and let them know, like, you don't need all this stuff.
No.
I mean, it's cool. It's awesome.
Yeah,
right. You know,
but you don't need all the bells and whistles.
You don't need to jump to conclusions.
No. Right. And you don't need
Please do not jump to conclusions.
But that goes back to what I was saying before is when you have all this new equipment, you want to try it out and you want to see if it works and go to a dead zone. And what I mean by that is go to a building that has no power to it.
Yeah.
That it's an empty, empty building, shell. You know, it's a shell, you know, but there's known paranormal activity being spoken about that place. So that's
a cemetery.
Right. So you want to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go there and you want to set up your equipment. Not all at once. I mean, I don't know how you would do it, but I mean, you know, but if you want to test out each individual piece, go to a dead zone. Don't go to a house that's wired or a building that's wired, you know, where you use your camera and you use your phone and your apps and all that stuff, because those are things.
Oh, forget the apps.
Yeah, turn your phone off.
That's a whole nother section.
Right. Turn your phone off airplane
mode.
Right. Yeah. You know, and just to see. So when you get into a wired situation, you could be on a stairwell at a mansion somewhere, let's say, and you want to sit there and you have this object, this piece of equipment that lights up and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you ask questions, or that you leave it sit there in this room for a while and you go down for a couple hours and then you come back, ask questions. You don't get anything. Go away for a half hour or whatever and go back up there to see if you get answers. And if you have it recorded where it's being recorded the whole time, you'll see if there's a randomizer in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be able to tell if it's something, because if it's something that goes off and you're not there and you time it every time it goes off.
Yep. I time it.
Yeah. Every time something goes off, you mark the time. No matter what, you mark the time. Mm-hmm. So you write it down. And then if it goes off again, you write it down. See how many minutes between the times these things went off.
Yeah.
And once you do that, I mean, that's called research. That's called experimental research.
And it's a lot of time too. So if you look, if I say like 15 or 30 minutes just to go into those places for the first thing when nobody's in there, just to see anything, and you might have a couple cat balls in there in your camera, right? So then you come back out and then you're researching that, and people might see something. So you're rewinding. So that might be like another 45 minutes, right?
Right.
Then you go back in there again and you do it with like, you know, two or three people with whatever that's in there. All right. Then you review that again. That's like another 45. And I'm being nice about 45 minutes.
Right. Right.
You know, then you go back again. I mean, you're looking at 5 hours right there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that doesn't sound very fun to anybody.
Right.
But it's research.
That's hard data. You're saying this is where the hauntings are.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And I went in there three times and I got nothing. I've got nothing.
Right.
You know, there's nothing on. There's nothing
and
on.
Then, the and then you could probably do that. I mean, let's say you do that. Let's say you revisit that in five times in like a 2 year period or 3 year period. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do the same test. And if you still get nothing,
you can
take that hypothesis and you could take that and say, yeah, nothing happened. And I went these same times,
five times, dude.
Right. And
nothing has happened. You're saying like soccer balls are being kicked and drapes are being ripped off the wall.
Right. And I know that this stuff doesn't just happen. I mean, there's no science to that where it just randomly is. Either the frequencies are there or they're not. But going there enough times over a time period of doing the same research and trying to come up with the same baseline of, you know, you might get something else, you might get nothing, you might get something more, you might get nothing, you know.
Sure.
That's what paranormal investigating is about, is doing the work to try to find out if you can back up these stories, if you
Kelly had the best thing of it's not just about jump scares. And if you want a jump scare, go to a haunted house. That's what you said.
Well, he got it from me.
There are many times when I have been scared shitless in an investigation, and gone outside and said, I'm done for a bit.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna be done for the night.
Right.
You know, because that just happened and everybody was there and it wasn't just like this little knock of like you in a room or something like that, or you know, being pulled of or you know, your pants being pulled or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's so subjective, and if you don't have evidence. And the evidence that sometimes comes with these crutches might not be the best evidence.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, and it's,
I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong or anything in that situation. I'm just saying, did you do a baseline reading before you start investigating? Did you go around the whole house with like a K2 or like an EMF meter just to see where things are, of where the electricity is? Did you turn your phones off?
Did you turn the power to the house off?
Are there power lines in the backyard? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Of like the big power lines, that things like that. I mean, there's so many things that can really kind of come into of what we are investigating at the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't understand that, or sometimes people don't teach them that. And that's, I think that's what kind of like maybe this episode's about, is to let them know, like, you know, you don't have to buy everything. You can just go out and investigate by yourself and just kind of sit there and listen back to things. And, you know, just get an old pair of headphones, even like headphones that I have. Like, you can unplug like the big plugins that I have for like a soundboard, and it'll still go into like those old, like tape recorders and still work. So you can still listen really clearly and just rewind and play again, rewind, play again, and it might be something good. And I don't think I'm tech savvy enough to know how to get those kind of tapes onto computer to where people can.
I think there's a special
piece. There's a special adapter for that. You know, I mean, but it goes back to, you know, you don't always have to be scared, because that's not always what it's about. You know, it's, you had so many of these paranormal teams that want to put their stuff up on YouTube, and then they come up with the tagline to draw everybody in, and it's like, unless you have proof of that,
that's the algorithm, dude. That's the algorithm,
right? Yeah. You know, and
you can go about it. So.
And it goes back to the whole. Now, if we had equipment, which I know that Kelly has, you know, our friend Shane Feek, who is making some. Dramatically,
well, Shane has some really good stuff.
Yeah,
Shane
really good.
Has some very interesting ideas.
And once he gets that done, I tell you what, and if people actually would buy into that and be like, hey, this is real research, real data.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of these teams that are doing these YouTube videos will be not doing it much longer.
Before I even met Shane, I had all of this information in my head, and I was just trying to find some way to express it and find some niche that I could be in, to where the thoughts as a researcher were actually taken seriously, because all the other people that are around were basically ghost hunters. And that's all they were doing. They were just looking for the ghost, and they didn't want to have all the data. I want data.
I want actual
physical data on what's going on. Yeah. Data, whatever one you want to do.
Right. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. You
guys are dumb.
When
what? You guys are dumb.
Potato, potato.
So when I started talking to Shane, I'm like,
hey Kelly.
Dude.
Hey Kelly.
Yes.
So can I tell you a joke about Wisconsin?
Absolutely.
Oh God. Here we go.
Okay. You ready, Jay?
All right. I'm ready.
So what does a daughter say to her father in the morning in Door County, Wisconsin?
I don't know.
Oh, what? I'm not even going to go there. There's so many comebacks for me right now.
Okay.
What?
Dad, get off of me. You're crushing my cigarettes.
That was the one that I had.
Welcome to Door County.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, Jay. It's funny.
That's terrible. Dude, that's awful. I would go
about North Carolina. Just pick what you want. It's okay.
No.
Don't mess with Tennessee.
No.
Tennessee also.
No.
My ancestral grandfather was lived in North Carolina, so I can't.
Oh, you can. Sorry. No. I just wanted to have a little bit of fun with you, because we haven't been having fun with you this time.
So. No, you actually haven't. I kind of feel neglected now. How sad is that?
Oh.
No.
Well, that was a pretty good one right there.
Well, I tried with the beard and it just went boom.
Dad, get off me. You're crushing my cigarettes.
God, that's so gross. It is. So gross.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I triggered anybody. But it's still kind of a funny joke, and that's from my friends in Minnesota. So.
Oh,
yeah, that would be Wisconsin. That would be as bad as anything.
Okay, Minnesota. So Jay, what is your not go-to piece of equipment? Because I kind of have to wrap this up and stuff like that. I only got about another 10 minutes. Okay. So Jay, like, what is the piece of equipment you won't go to?
That I won't go to.
Won't go to, yeah.
Probably any spirit box, really. Okay. I mean, I've had them in the past, and they just haven't really done much of anything for me. I just felt like I shouldn't be owning it. You know what I mean? Like, it was, you know what I mean? I mean, there's some, but apps on a phone. I'm same. I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, even Necrophonics, I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
That's, you know, I mean, it's just, there's been some spirit boxes that I've gotten some good responses with, and that there isn't, and it wasn't a radio station for what came out of it. You know what I mean? So I know that, you know, some of it's legit, and I'll take it as that, but I'll take it with a grain of salt. But I just, you know, I don't know. I just really. I'm more of an intuitive person now. I just really would just rather use the recorder and myself.
What about you, Kelly?
The SLS.
Yeah.
Because he took spirit boxes, so I have to go to my next one. My next one is the SLS. You can take
spirit boxes too.
Well, it's spirit boxes would be number one for me.
Yeah.
But the SLS is another one that I don't want to have because it's so prone to pareidolia.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is so prone to like picking up on a pattern and creating something out of it. There have been some instances where I've seen an SLS actually provide some possible data.
Sure.
But it's not something that I'm just not. Yeah, I'm like Jay. I've gone back to just being intuitive about it, and just I mean, I'll take the cat balls in with me because they're easy to push around and make move.
Sure.
And they light up, but you know, I think trip wires are pretty cool, provided they don't make noise. So you know, there's a time and place to make noise, and a ghost hunting is not it.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So, you know,
I think we're all on the same page here with spirit boxes. I have in my years of experience, I've gotten one intelligent response in 4 years.
I've had two sessions that had intelligent responses to it. And it's at that private location that I can't get back into because it got messed up. And it was pretty, it was off the charts, very creepy. But we kept it going because,
same with mine. Yeah.
You know, it had nothing to do with demons. I'm not even going to go there because it's just a grumpy spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have not had any luck with spirit boxes. You know, so I would say that is my not go-to item. The other go-to item for myself is just like you were saying, myself, and put a camera up and press record and see what's around and feel what's around you. And
I do like laser grids. And
yeah, they can be cool.
Yes. Laser grids are cool.
Yeah, they can be cool, you know, but it's just, you know, I guess the overall thing of this is just really kind of understand that you are the most important tool in your tool bag that you have, you know, and if you're feeling something, really try to build on that, really try to gather information on if you're an intuitive or an empath, or you feel like you're a medium. There are a lot of people that do offer teachings. You know, you can contact Jay or Kelly. You can contact Jay or Kelly. You know, they're incredible.
One of these points, Jay's going to start charging me a consultation.
I know. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And don't be discouraged, and don't be pressured into buying all the stuff. No. And I know there's a lot of people that are going to probably give a shit about this and like, these things are great and everything like that. And well, show me the data.
I'll tell you the one box, I now have 4 foot lockers that I carry around with me, with stuff in them. But the one box box that everybody loves is the box that has the coffee and the tea and the hot cocoa. Yeah.
And the snacks.
That's the one everybody likes.
I need some Cheetos to put my fingerprints all over the wall.
We have popcorn. We have cheese popcorn.
There you go.
From Popcorn here in in Portland, Tennessee.
Yeah, and just an overall like really kind of thing of you know just ask people what they do and people are going to do different things. We're not the end all be all of investigating. These are just things.
These are opinions.
We incorporate with ourselves. And I still work with people who love gadgets and investigate, you know, and you can sit there and have a great time and then, you know, politely ask, can we turn those off and just for about an hour, just kind of sit here and see what goes on, you know?
Poor Stevie was the brunt of one of my I'm done with the box thing. I wasn't very polite about it.
I can be that way too. Like, okay, I've listened to enough static. That's enough.
I got a headache now.
Because now I'm just, things in my mind are coming through the static. And nothing's happening. So it's good for a bit, but after a while, no. So, all right.
Let's wrap it up. So a short, very short. I'm not really doing too much. I'm going back to work. And so we still are just, you know, while do consults with K2 Paranormal and do some walkthroughs when they need me. And that's probably about it. Oh, one thing I want to mention is that there's an article in the new American Paranormal Magazine that's got Studio 6. Studio 6 Media Productions is in there.
Awesome.
And once I get the copy, I'll post it up on Facebook so people can see it. So I want to say I'm proud of that.
Well, and absolutely.
So then after that, everything's kind of just not been written. So go ahead, Kelly, you're next.
Next adventure is to the Gaines House in Gainesboro, Tennessee. We're going to do our second visit out there with probably most of what we went with last year, but we might have a couple of new ones this one. And then after that is the investigation our entire team has been looking forward to. We are taking on a private business that has activity out the yin yang. And it happens to be where Pamela, one of our team members, one of our crew members, is working. So she is giving us daily reports of everything going on at that place. And it's right down to full bodied apparitions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's just, it's crazy activity.
I've connected to that place a couple times and it's crazy. So
nice.
And it is literally feet away from where the Trail of Tears is. About a few hundred yards from where an encampment from the Civil War was, and there was one other place that
the railroad tracks.
This is like center fuge for everything.
Bring a shaman with you.
Oh, we're gonna have so much fun.
Yeah, you need to bring a shaman with you.
Blast. Well, I don't know any shamans off the top of my head.
I do. Brandon Cooper.
Is he over here?
South Carolina.
Oh.
Close.
He travels. He's known as the gnome in your home because he's really small and has a really big beard.
Well, I have a feeling that this is not going to be the first investigation of this building.
Oh, right. Yeah, I
have a feeling that we will be going back several times for this one because it's going to be crazy.
Man, you're so lucky.
And then after that, I don't know where I'm going to go. I've got all kinds of things planned, and I'm just trying to get my feet back into the paranormal after being gone for 4 months.
Gone for 4 months.
Man. I know.
All right, Dave, your turn.
It sucks.
Real quick.
Oh, wow. Obviously, I've got the Paraflix show go on season 10. You can tune in for that. I've got this, which I'm very proud about, the Paranormal Triangle, which is incredible.
Yes.
But I'm off for the rest of this month and until the middle of next month. But then
nice. Very but then nice.
I will be in Ohio twice next month. I will be there for the Parapsychon, which is on the 18th and 19th at the Ohio State Reformatory. If you've seen the Shawshank Redemption, that's where that was filmed. So there's a lot of great people that are going to be out there. I'll be there with Natalie Jones. Chris and Mike from the Wraith Chasers are going to be there.
Nice.
Kyle and Tanya Lotz will be out there from Haunted Nights. So we've got a little really kind of cool group that's going to be together right there, which will be fun. There's going to be a VIP on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday is the event. And then Monday is travel back. I'm going to get back for 2 days and then pack up again and go out to the Bell Mansion, the Beale Mansion. In I think it's Akron, Ohio, of where I'm going, and we have an overnight investigation with Ashley Moreno. She's my partner in OHL. Candy Howard, I think a couple other people that are on the Scary Sirens. I forget the name of their thing. I feel so bad. I'll post this in something like that, and so we'll be there with a few people, which is going to be great. Carlo has a great place up there, which is incredible. And then back after that surgery, and then and then back on the road, which the doctor said, you can't go back on the road. I said,
you're not supposed to be saying this on air. Your doctor's going to listen to this, and then you're going to be put down.
Trust me, the doctor will never listen to this. he will never listen to pseudoscience. So, as we try to prove it as real science. But,
you're right.
But you know, there's going to be a few things that, you know, but it's going to be funny because I already have the plan worked out. I'm probably going to get one of those weight belts, you know, with the suspenders that cross over and stuff like that. Maybe get a cane and go, hey, is there anybody who can help me get this stuff in here?
Be careful what you wish for, Dave.
Oh, I know.
When are you going to be up in Ohio? What dates?
It'll be the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. And
ooh,
then
I'll wave at you. I'm going to be up at Randolph.
Then the next weekend I'll be there the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Yeah, so we'll be there about for the Memorial same area because I'll be up there. I'll be up at Randolph.
Yeah. So
next month.
So yeah, we're gonna have some fun. But this was an incredible episode. Another great discussion.
Yes, another
Whose
great
turn
discussion.
Is it next? Is it David's next?
No, it's mine.
It's yours.
It's yours, Jay.
Yeah.
Yours. Think of a good one. Think of a really, really good one.
Well, yours was good.
Well, yeah, think of one that we can get in really big trouble over. Because I like getting into really big trouble.
Okay.
Why is my beard not burning with this candle? What's going on?
David's holding a battery-operated candle to his face. Looks like he's getting ready to tell scary stories.
I really wanted to be intimate tonight.
Go talk to your wife about that.
All right. On that note, we want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So everybody have a blessed week and see you next time on the Paranormal Triangle.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.